It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Israel and Iran have many, 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 many differences, but they were able to agree on one thing. Neither one of them wants Daniel Barenboim or his concert. Conductor Daniel Barenboim's plans to lead the Berlin Staatskapelle in a concert in Tehran was criticized by the Israeli culture minister, who called the performance anti-Israel, and also rejected by Iranian officials who said they would block the concert because of Barenboim's Israeli citizenship. Barenboim, who holds Palestinian and Israeli citizenship, had been in talks with Iran about a concert there. The nuclear accord reached this summer involving Iran, Germany, and the U.S., and four other nations awakened his hopes for greater cultural exchange between Tehran and the West. Israel, however, strongly opposes the nuclear deal. A spokesman for Iran's culture ministry was quoted as saying that officials there had passed on the concert because Mr. Barenboim is Israeli. Israel's culture minister denounced the concert and said she would urge German officials to cancel it, accusing Barenboim of using culture as a platform for his political views against the state of Israel. U.S. Airways lost 8 violins for 5 days last week en route from Barcelona to the United States. Ken Colusa, a cello professor at Washington and Webster Universities in St. Louis, posted a series of updates on his Facebook page, urging members of staff from the airline to help. After making hundreds of calls and encountering a process he called full of roadblocks and passing the buck, his 8 instruments were packed in a shipping truck and checked in as oversized baggage at Barcelona on August 19th. But for some reason, airline staff were unable to tell Colusa where his fiddles were, saying they were never scanned into the system. Neither U.S. Airways or Colusa was ever able to get through to Barcelona U.S. Airways, either by phone or by email. The instruments were finally delivered, safe and sound, to St. Louis International on the 23rd, 5 days later, despite continued confusion among the airline staff. Colusa said, "In spite of my criticisms and frustrations with U.S. Airways, there have been many kind and understanding people at U.S. Air that try to help to the extent that they can, but are quite helpless at the same time because of the way things are done," he said. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each and every week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.